Chapter 5. King Arthur Goes to Camelot. The next morning, Merlin disappeared early with the sword. When he returned, he told Gwen and Arthur it was time for the ceremony.
"What ceremony?"
asked Gwen. But Merlin didn't explain.
"Come with me," he said. "We're returning to the stone."
Lots of people were waiting when they arrived. The first thing Gwen noticed was that the sword was back in the stone.
"Go to the stone,"
Merlin told her.
"You know what you must do."
The people were very quiet as Gwen went to the stone and pulled the sword from it easily.
"King Arthur!"
Merlin exclaimed. All the people except Arthur bowed and shouted, "Long live King Arthur!" That day, they began their long journey by horse to the king's castle, Camelot. Every morning, Arthur tried to teach Gwen how to use the sword.
"This is a waste of time,"
Arthur protested.
"You're not brave enough to use the sword, and kings usually teach their squires, not the other way around."
"One day, maybe you'll find Gwen has things to teach you,"
Merlin told Arthur. It took 5 days to arrive at Camelot. The news of the new king travelled fast, and the people were excited and curious to see him. All along the route, they gave them food and places to stay. By the time they arrived at Camelot, Gwen was brave enough to hold the sword, but that was all. She couldn't fight with it, and her arms and shoulders hurt from practicing so much. At Camelot, thousands of people watched the coronation of Gwen. At dinner, she sat at the top table with Merlin and other important people. She felt bad because Arthur was sitting at a corner table with the servants. After the ceremony, Merlin took her to the Great Lake. A hand appeared out of the water. It was holding a sword made of gold and silver.
"This is Excalibur,"
said Merlin.
"The magical sword of the Lady of the Lake. It's yours now, Your Majesty."
Excalibur was lighter than her old sword and easy to use, and soon Gwen could fight as well as Arthur. She was very happy, but Arthur wasn't happy at all. Gwen gave him her sword from the stone, but it didn't help.
"Thank you, Queen Arthur,"
he said unkindly. Now, when they practiced sword fighting, Gwen believed Arthur was really fighting her, and Merlin was not around to assist her. He was busy with a mission in another place.